how would you kind of describe the atmosphere on the team the last few days?
I would describe it as right now we're just trying to uplift everyone, and then that's why I give credit to my seniors. They're keeping everybody up, you know, keeping everybody's spirits high so we can move on to the next game.
How do they do that?
They keep on encouraging guys to, you know, get in to do more film, do more field work, you know, and just keeping our heads high and keep a smile on our faces.
How would you assess the way the defense played overall, Saturday?
I think overall we played a good game, but we didn't execute in the times that we needed to, and then that just goes back to preparation. We gotta study more and do more on our own.
Theo, when you guys are looking at the tape on that last play in regulation, was it more than just Alante when you guys went back and on film? I mean, everybody points to him, but were there other breakdowns on that play?
I can't say it was just that play that had an impact on the game, because there were definitely other plays in the game that kind of, you know, that we didn't execute well, or we didn't, like, you know, get the ball in the right spot, or we didn't, like, do whatever, and then that could have changed the game too. But on that play, it was just we didn't execute well.
That's all. Coach Pruitt, was there a message to you guys before that drive at any point during the drive? Hey, don't get beat deep.
He was just saying, just keep everything in front of you and inbounds. That's all.
What did y'all do better as a defense this past week than in the first game?
I would say we have played more together, played as one. We kind of took it upon ourselves this week to focus more on communication and running to the ball more. So that kind of worked out well for us, but in the end, we still didn't get the win that we wanted.
I would imagine this point in the schedule, in previous years, it might be a time where you have to make sure you stay focused and stuff with the SEC coming and FCS opponent. How different is it this time around when you're playing an FCS opponent with what's happened the last couple of weeks, just in terms of being focused, knowing you have to play well this week?
It doesn't really matter who we play. We treat them the same as anyone. We go in, prepare for them, and then we never, like, underestimate anyone. We just put our heads down and work and prepare as well as we can.
Theo, did you know, obviously you can look at stats and say you were a productive player in the last game. Was it – did you play well when you went to watch film? Were you happy with the way you played?
Overall, I feel like I played a good game, but the coaches made some calls that got me in the right spot. Coach emphasized this week on running to the ball, so just did what he told me to do, ran to the ball.
Did you feel like you were playing faster, though, because it looked like you got to some space pretty quickly, you made some plays in space. Did you feel like you were playing faster?
Yeah, I felt pretty good during the game, so that just thanks to my the strength staff getting us ready this week with the lifts and the stretching before the games and all.
Jeremy kind of lamented the fact that you guys only have one turnover in two games. I know that was a big emphasis in fall camp. Mm-hmm. You know, what's been the difference between forcing some of those turnovers in practice but not, you know, taking it to the field on Saturdays?
That's just a want to. You just gotta want the ball. Coach always harps on being a ball hawking defense, and that we just got to take a big responsibility on getting that done.
Yeah, I know the last season overall, you probably didn't play the way that you wanted to play, and you know, some guys, it just happens like that. What when you broke down that year, what did you need to improve, and what was the sort of focus on getting that done?
I would say last year to this year, I would say more confidence, and with me, it was probably more maturity thing. So I just had to get in the playbook, learn on what to do and how to do it better, and then it was, you know, just, you know, getting the learning part of it.
Is that what you mean by maturity, just knowing where you're supposed to be and what you're doing, or are you talking about film study, or what does, because maturity is a kind of a loaded word, what did you mean by that?
It's just getting in with the coaches, meeting with them, doing off-field work, just trying to prepare myself for a better year than I did, and focus on the things that I didn't do well last year, and trying to make them as my strength this year.
What's causing some of the continued communication alignment issues on defense that we've seen through 2 weeks?
It's probably just we're not using enough hand signals, because in our stadium it's kind of loud, and we just got to focus on using more hand signals.
One more.
I guess when you talk about, you know, the improvements that you've made as a player, is there anything sort of physically to that? Is it something with, like, you know, footwork, you know, hip flipping, all the stuff that DBs have to do? Is there any? Because it just looks like you're playing a lot faster. Is that all mental, or have there also been kind of physical changes there?
It's also been physical changes. I've also picked up some weight, and I just done speed work, but most of it has been mental.